Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming up on show 888, non-Tesla EVs appear to be supercharging on some Tesla superchargers. Stick around, I'll tell you more. Plus, more on the Tesla Model Y gigacastings, EVs for Maserati, and more charging stations at supermarkets. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily. Here is what happened on Friday, the 11th of September. My name is Martin Lee, going through every EV story, so you don't have to. The headline story today, that any car with CCS appears to be working on Tesla superchargers here in Europe. So what are the details on this? Well, any EV appears to be charging on the latest version, we call them V3, superchargers of Tesla's own charging network. Now, I've seen plenty of YouTube videos just starting to hit the internet. VW e-Golf is confirmed to charge. The ID3, which is out there for testing, has been charging on Tesla superchargers. The BMW i3, the Bolt, over here it's called the Ampera by Opel. The Kona by Hyundai, the Ioniq, a Renault Zoe, obviously the new one with CCS, the Renault Zoe ZE50. Porsche Taycan as well has been charging. So we know these are the newest chargers. The V3 superchargers come with CCS here in Europe. Obviously in the US, you have a proprietary connector technology, but over here, Tesla are moving to the CCS combo plug, so that's the Type 2 plug with the two big DC pins beneath it. Now, this doesn't appear to be fake. It's too big. There's too many people online making YouTube videos now, too many people posting it. Tesla have been very quiet on this, and whilst I do know people there, I don't really want to get up in their face heading into the weekend and over the weekend and emailing and saying, you know, what's this all about? Because, you know, in the fullness of time, we will find out. And I get on pretty well with the people I know at Tesla. And if the answer is, oh dear, it's a bug, that's not really an answer that I want to extract from somebody. So, you know, what will happen will happen. They'll make a statement or they'll fix it or Elon will make a comment. But what could be happening here? Well, it's huge news. It is. Some people have sort of shrugged their shoulders online today and gone, oh, well, you know, it's sort of, you know, it's just electricity, of course. It's huge news because for such a long time, there was almost an assumption. I think I made that assumption that, you know what, Tesla superchargers wouldn't just work with any old EV. It's obviously some sort of clever technology where it talks to the Tesla and the Tesla talks back, and they'd have to do some hardcore work in order to enable that with any other car. Well, there's some options, aren't there? There's some possible explanations. Now, and I've probably not thought of all of them, but I've thought of four explanations for this. Now, I've had people reply to me immediately to say, it's definitely a bug. And I've gone, oh, okay, that's fine. And they said, you know, that's not official, but it's definitely a bug. And I've had people email me to go, well, you know, the Tesla are going to do this as part of opening up their network. And again, in the fullness of time, we'll find out. The way I see it, right, so there's some explanations for this. Number one, it's genuinely a mistake. Somebody somewhere updated some code and pushed it out to their charging network. and it's broken something. So the first option is it's a mistake. Something to do with V3 and the technology, the latest chargers from Tesla. I was reading online some of the people who know more about Tesla than I do saying that Teslas do most of the work at superchargers, unlike most charging stations that have all of the technology packed inside the charging station because you never know what EV is going to pull up. With superchargers, they know a Tesla is going to pull up to it. So they put a lot of the actual work of verifying that it's a Tesla and that a charge can commence and all of that kind of stuff on board on the car, not on board on the charger. Now, again, I don't know if that's true or not. It seems feasible, but it genuinely could be a mistake that if they've pushed out some code that says validate this car as a Tesla and something, you know, one line of code is wrong, it could be allowing charging on other cars. Possibility number two, it's failing the handshake. Now, this could be related to the first point in that there is some technology in Tesla V3 superchargers that when you plug a car in, it says, are you a Tesla and are you allowed to supercharge? Now, some cars will have unlimited lifetime legacy supercharging. Some will be paying. So people call it the handshake. But in other words, the charger meets the car. The car meets the charger. It goes through something like 35 or 40 different steps. But there's some main steps like verification, all the way through to commencement of charging and transfer of power. So, but there's lots of steps along the way, way more than you realize in terms of when you plug that socket into the car. A lot happens in the background. It could be some sort of failure happening there with that handshake. Now, this option, if you think it's true, would work on the assumption that the default position of handshake fail is commence charge. And I don't think that my second suggestion to you is a feasible one on the grounds that I believe that any coder or any person writing code or software engineer for Tesla, ultimately, if you can't handshake with a car, so if the charger gets plugged into a car and it can't do all the things it needs to do, the default position or the default response would be don't commence charge. Because if the failure on that communication is because the car is faulty, the last thing you'd want to do is to then dump a ton of power into it. So if there is an issue with the handshake, the default position should surely go to shut down, lock down, don't transfer power. But if for some reason, I don't know, the default position of Teslas are actually, if we try and communicate with a Model 3 and we're not getting the right code back or the right signals back from the car, the default is commence charge. Either way, you know, benefit of the doubt, you know, I'm sure it's fine. Well, that could be some sort of failure. Because of course, it won't. The supercharger won't be expecting, you know, plug into a VW, plug into a Porsche, plug into an MG. The MG will talk back, clearly not in Tesla's language. It won't be expecting that and say, "Whoa, fail. Okay, commence charge." Number three, third option. We head towards conspiracy theory time now. My third suggestion to you is this is a test. And we know that we saw Elon and Herbert Diess recently, a bit of a bromance thing going on. Could they have done a deal with VW? Could VW be paying Tesla to access the supercharging network? Well, they could, I suppose. You know that news recently that Tesla's been applying for licenses in Europe to become electricity suppliers? Was that required before they could sell electricity on their supercharging private network to other car makers? I don't know. Could it be that they open up the supercharging network to the rest of us? And I'm not a Tesla owner, so that'd be very nice if I could have access to that. But for quite a high fee, you know, maybe 50 pence, 75 pence or euro cents per kilowatt hour. Pretty high. Pretty much like you wouldn't do it unless you really wanted and needed to. But in return, Elon on Battery Day is able to say in a couple of weeks' time, we're making supercharging free for every Tesla owner because everyone else is going to be paying for it. Well, that's possible. Now, here in Europe, we don't have the kind of queues that you see in the US over, you know, Labor Day weekend and Thanksgiving, Christmas holidays, because I've just never seen a queue at a supercharger anywhere over here. I've seen the pictures in the US of really busy supercharging stations and queues snaking down the road. Never seen that here. So if you are only doing this in Europe, well, you're not exactly stressing out a network that is already overloaded. There is space. They're always building them in banks of 10, 12, 14, 16. There is space. So Tesla owners shouldn't be too upset. Well, that could be, if I look at that theory, it could be true. But again, Elon said that he doesn't believe in moats. You know, a moat is something that you put around your company that the others can't copy. He said that on an earnings call once. I think moats are dumb or stupid, he said. I respectfully disagree. I think the supercharging network is one of the best things about Tesla. And just plugging in and it just works. It's an advantage they've got over pretty much everyone. And apart from, you know, the newest Porsche Taycans that have got plug and charge technology, which does the same thing. But it's better because you just find any supercharger and just plug in. So, yeah, I'm not sure they would do that because it takes away a massive competitive advantage for Tesla. And number four, the fourth theory, and I've seen a few people online in the last, just recently talking about this, a new either French or European law. Now, all the superchargers I've seen in the videos have been either France or Germany. And some speculate there's a new law that says any charging network that isn't open to the public. So if you want to build a private charging network, you're more than welcome to. So if Tesla want to build a network of V3 superchargers for only Tesla owners, they're more than welcome to, but you have to leave one stall or more, but at least one open for anyone to use in an emergency. So I've tried to research this in the last couple of hours because this podcast is already coming out way late. And I can't find any evidence. I found one article in French that talks about it, and then Google translates a bit dodge at times. And even then, I couldn't find any EU law or discussion in the EU Parliament and all these kind of things. So I was hoping to find a paper trail, couldn't find a thing. So if you can help me out on that, be amazing. So what do you reckon? Any of those four that you subscribe to? Let me know in the comments on the YouTube show or email me your thoughts. I love to read them. And how do you think Tesla owners, if you're a Tesla owner, tell me how you're feeling about this, if it's permanent. I think I would be furious. Teslas come at a premium. And, you know, that premium is for a few reasons. Well, you know, one of them is you get access to being a Tesla owner. You know, part of it is buying into the brand. Part of it's the software. Part of it's the safety. Part of it's autopilot. Part of it is the supercharging network. And you've paid more for a car, more expensive than, they call it the Tesla stretch, more expensive than some people can, you know, otherwise be looking at, because they just want access to being a Tesla owner. And that includes the supercharging network. If it's now available to everybody, at least V3 versions, Tesla owners, I think, would feel pretty miffed at turning up and there being only one, you know, one space left, and just in front of them, a third-party car nicks in and starts charging. They'd be like, oh, hang on a minute, now I'm waiting because there's, you know, a Renault Zoe on charge. Also, this story only appears to be V3 superchargers charging every other car. So maybe that's the worst possible thing to happen, because V3, well, they're the ones that charge at 250 kilowatts. Now, every other EV, unless you're talking about a Porsche Taycan or an e-tron, is really only going to charge at about 50 kilowatts on the CCS plug. So there you've got a charger that can deliver five times more power than any of these third-party cars can take. There are many, many more discussion points around this, but for the sake of timeliness, I'll move on. I've loved having that discussion with you today, and I'd love to hear your side of it and what you're thinking. It's just so exciting to think that this could be more than just a mistake, more than just a bug. It could be something that is possible, that other people can use supercharging stations at some point in the future. I don't know. Is it a test for what's coming on Battery Day announcement? Who knows? But I'd love to hear your thoughts, because it's a mega story leading into the weekend. All right, another story about Tesla Model Y Giga castings now. Aerial footage of the US factory in Fremont suggests they've begun to test the production of the single-piece casting machines for the Model Y. A Tesla enthusiast recently flew their drone over the facility and saw the new equipment being deployed. They called it a Giga Press. on the Fremont factory site. It says Teslarati reports have pointed to Gigafactory Shanghai receiving this technology, and 8 of them going into Giga Berlin to allow up to 500,000 cars coming out of Giga Berlin every single year. First ones to be made are Tesla Model Y, and they will be made with a single piece rear casting rather than tons of bits all bolted together like the original Model Ys were. Maserati are in the news next. Not a name I say very much on this podcast, and I'm delighted to say Maserati just confirmed an electric, all-electric SUV. It's coming out in 2022, and for now, it's called the MC20. 621 horsepower and a V6 engine on the version if you want to burn stuff. However, the full electric version doesn't have specs yet, but that is also coming. They are embracing electrification at Maserati. According to Inside EVs, 2021, next year is the year when Maserati will introduce the all-new Gran Turismo and Gran Cabrio models. In keeping with their new equipment, their new commitment to EVs, both will be pure electric cars. Aldi, the supermarket, Aldi. In Germany, the chain Aldi is putting in 1,500 charging stations to the parking car parks of those stores. That's more than 75% of the discount retailer having at least one charging point, says Electrive. Before the end of the year, 200 more stores are getting these charging stations. 300 are going to be built in next year, and then every year as we head towards 2025. Not sure what speed these ones are, though, but if they are rapids, DC rapids, that's great, because, you know, what's a supermarket shop on average? Half an hour? I know, maybe a little less, a little more sometimes, but if you're in a shop for half an hour, a DC fast charger is just the perfect solution. Any more, and you want to use a slower solution, and if they're 50 kilowatts, the prices are coming down for those now, and it's great, put them into supermarkets, and maybe even some sort of discount rate if you can show your receipt or something, I don't know, but an incentive to actually go there, be awesome. Next, it's Hyundai and SK Innovation looking at a new business model, and that, my friends, is leasing EV battery packs, something that many people cannot get round in their heads. Now, I do with mine on my Renault Zoe, so I bought the car, but I didn't buy the battery. The battery is 50 quid a month, and I pay that to Renault every month. Hyundai and SK Innovation, the South Korean battery maker, have now teamed up on EV battery leasing. The two companies are developing an ecosystem that includes the reuse of energy battery packs when they're at the end of their life with cars and using them for home storage. That's pretty much a given. That's been about the same press release that every car maker and battery company's been sending out for the last 10 years. They've also, when the batteries stop working in cars, we'll use them for home storage. And they just keep going in the cars. And there's not enough of them to be recycled into home storage. But according to Green Car Reports, it's being thought of as battery as a service, like software as a service. It's the same as the SaaS model. Envisioning battery packs part of a leasing or rental service as a recurring revenue stream for Hyundai, which is an increasingly important revenue stream for many companies to have that ongoing relationship with a customer. So there won't be as much servicing going on with EVs because they're more reliable. And actually, recurring revenue is very important. And so a battery lease means that you do get that money coming in every month, month in, month out, and it lowers the price of the car for the consumer to buy it in the first place by the cost of the battery. The case for battery leasing, and indeed battery swapping, was been, even Tesla in the early days tried it, laid out well by the likes of Better Place. No companies have really been able to make a viable business out of it until now. Last month, NIO did start battery leasing and battery swapping in China, in which customers pay a monthly fee in exchange for a big reduction in the vehicle's purchase price. So we'll see if that takes off. That's only a month old, that scheme, so keeping an eye on that. Opel/Vauxhall are next in the news today, and the Zafira e-Life, the all-electric people carrier. Opel has opened the order books for the Zafira e-Life in Germany, the flagship variant of what they call the Lounge on Wheels. Takes up to 9 people in luxury. Available in Germany at €53,800, but There is an environmental bonus in Germany, takes the price down to 45.5 grand, which is pretty cheap for a big car like that, that may well be a working vehicle for shuttle runs, airport vehicles, hotel shuttles. The two battery sizes, 75 kilowatt hour will do you 330 Ks, and 50 kilowatt hours will do you 230 Ks. On the WLTP test cycle, they've got an app for it as well. It's called Opel Connect, so you've got all the usual things like checking the battery, starting and stopping the charge, doing the... You can schedule the air conditioning system in advance or just turn it on and off. Pretty good stuff. Okay, Electrify America are next in the news. And no, we're not talking about why they decided to shut off hundreds and hundreds of miles of I-95 over the Labor Day weekend. They have indeed apologised for that and said in due course they will explain their decision to shut down all the chargers on that route to replace the hardware. But they weren't replacing the hardware that day over the Labor Day weekend. No, it was a preemptive shutdown ready for when the engineers turn up at some point in the next few weeks. Yes, that's a mind-numbingly stupid decision. And I'm hoping that at some point Electrify America give a full explanation that will make me see it from their side of the story. But for now, all I can see is consumers trying to drive down I-95 and realising that all the charging stations have been shut down. Spectacularly stupid decision. No, this story isn't about that, even though I appear to have just given you that entire story. This is about Electrify America launching a new product called Electrify Home. If you would like to have an EV charger in your house, you can now use that company to put one in. The first ever Level 2 home charger was launched by Electrify America last year as part of the launch. They opened a web store on their website where you can now buy your Level 2 home charger and get it fitted. Nina Hoogson is the senior manager at Electrify America of home charging, and she says right now 80% of EV charging is done at home, and with the launch of Electrify America Home, we are providing forward-thinking home charging solutions. I'm sure they are. Hey, I heard that number recently on a podcast on Fully Charged with Gareth Dunsmore from one of the head honchos at Nissan. And I think he's the grand poobah of electric stuff. And he was saying that the latest data was about 80%, and that concurs with Electrify America. I thought it was near about 90% was done at home. But that's changed as battery sizes have got bigger, more people are doing longer journeys, pre-COVID, I must admit. He was saying it's about 4 out of 5 charging sessions that are done at home, and the rest are done on the road, which is amazing, really. More than I thought. I thought more people charged at home. Right, a couple more stories. Google Maps. Google Maps will now tell you your estimated battery level on arrival. If you use Google Maps and you tell it what EV you have, it'll now estimate your battery level at arrival when you put your route into navigation. Now, at the moment, only for Android users, unfortunately. Back in 2015, Tesla put this feature into their cars, and Elon said it effectively ends range anxiety because it estimates when you'll be running out and whether you can get there or not. According to Clean Technica, Google Maps will look for fast chargers along your route and identify them for you. You can then add charging stations to your driving route before you leave or even while you're on your way. And if you add a charging station and find one along the route, it'll also recommend the minimum charging time to get to the next one. That's super cool technology. Only on Android, like I say, but I would love to try it. And if I can't, then, I mean, I'm fully in the Apple ecosystem. Maybe one of our listeners, our fellow listeners, can try it out. See if it's working again, if it's working yet, and let me know. Finally, GM will use a wireless battery management system to manage their Ultium electric car batteries. GM plans to become the first car maker in the world to use a wireless BMS, a wireless battery management system, for vehicles with their new Ultium batteries. I wonder if this applies to Nikola as well. They're going to be using their Ultium batteries from GM. According to Autoblog, GM can drop this system into lots of different vehicles now, from performance cars to heavy trucks, and rather than working out a wiring loom for every new vehicle that you do, the BMS will talk to the battery wirelessly, and it saves putting all the cables in, because then you haven't got to design a wiring loom for every type of car. And it'll do over-the-air updates as well. That's what this system will handle. Very, very clever idea, this, as long as it works, and I'm sure it will. That is fantastic. Well, thank you for listening today. That's your show. And if you want to leave a comment or let me know what you thought about any of the stories, particularly the whole Tesla supercharger thing, then just let me know. As always, thank you to our patrons. Couldn't make the show without Patreon support. You don't have to. Absolutely not. This show is free. 100% free. And if you don't like it, I'll give you a full refund. If you want to support the show, though, on Patreon, I would definitely urge you to have a look at the page, like $5, $10, maybe more, if you want to. And it really, really helps every month to pay for storage, to pay for streaming, to pay for the software that's required, the editing and all that kind of stuff. So, and for me to not have to take on extra freelance work and dedicate more hours to put this show together for you, whether you learn something, whether you're entertained by it, or whether you just like, you know, listening to the show to pick up bits of information, Patreon is patreon.com/EVNewsDaily, and have a look. No pressure. You don't have to. I'll do this show anyway. The premium partners of the show, Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Avid Technology, Porsche of The Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East. Looking forward to that new Volvo XC40 Recharge coming to that dealership very soon. Nationalcarcharging.com and AlohaCharge.com, and Derek Riley running a spectacular EV review channel. It's called the EV Review Ireland YouTube channel. Do check it out. Also, our partners, David and Lisa Allen, they listen together to this podcast. OEM Audio of New Zealand and evpower.co.nz for your accessories. Hello, Gareth Hamer. Thank you, Gareth. E-Mobility Norway. Check them out, emobilitynorway.com. Bob Boothby, and getting Millbrook Cottages, an elopement wedding venue, back on track post-COVID. Darren McCleskey from De Novo Real Estates. Jukka Kukkonen from shift2electric.com. And Rajiv Narayan stepping up to be a partner of the show. And all of our exec producers. Alan Robson, Alan Shedd, Alex Banahini, Alexander Frank, Anders Hove, Andrea Jefferson, Asir Khalid, Ashley Hill, Bjarne Fuchstack, Brent Kingsford, Brand Thompson, Bruce Bohannon, Giles Hall, Chris Hopkins, Colin Hennessy and Cam ZV, Craig Coles, Craig Rogers, Damian Davis, Darren Fetch, and Dave Jewson, David Finch, David Moore, David Partington, David Prescott, and Don McAllister at screencastonline.com. Eruki Unyinyombi, Frederick Rovick, Gene Rubin, Gilberto Rosado, Jeff Lowe, Hedley Wright, Ian Griffiths, Ian Sear, Ian Watty Watkins, Jack Oakley, James Storr, Jim Morris, John C. Sola, John, who is Beardy McBeardface at Ken TV's, John Manchak, Juan Gonzalez, Ken Morris, Kevin Merson, Carl Mann, Last Allager, Lawrence D. Allen, and Lee Brown, Luke Cully, Marcel Ward, Mark Bossett, Marty Young, Matt Piscioni, Mia Oppelstrop, Michael Pastroni, Nathan Gore-Brown, Mike Winter, Neil E. Roberts and from Sussex CVs, Nigel Miles, Ohad Aston, Paul Ridings, Paul Stevenson, Pete Glass, Pete Gordon, Peter and D. Roberts at Oxen EVs, Phil Mouchet, Philip Troutman, Raj Badwell, Rajiv Narayan, hang on a minute, two Rajivs, what? Rene Kimmick, take his name out of that list and move it upwards a bit, Rene Schneider, Richard Lupinski, Rob Hermans, Rob from the RS Thinks EV channel, they're on YouTube. Rupert Mitchell, Serky Payne, Stephen Penn, Steve John, Thomas J. Tears, Todd Oakes, The Plug Seeker, and his EV YouTube channel, Tim Gutteridge, and William Langhorne. Have a wonderful day. Catch you next week for a brand new week of podcasts. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/pay. PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.